an overlording, and I play MCs like an old accordion. I'm a grown man, only rock Jordans just to walk around the house. And besides, I'd have copped everyone that ever came out. So you playing catch up while you fucking camp out just to try to get them. Already got them, then had them, and I done walked them out, let them. But what's up with Shorty with you? I wanna see what she wanna do. Does she wanna come through? Does she wanna see how I do what I do when I do what I do? She said, yes, I wanna roll up. I said, you're gonna do more than roll up. So when you pull up, make sure you pull up and prepare to get your mouth ready to roll this blunt up. Yeah. I've been around the world and I've been smoking like crazy.
Yes, I have.
Been around the world. I've been drinking like crazy.
I've been stacking.
She met so far. I'm like, ha 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 ha. Now pass that razor and split the cigar. She said, damn, I never seen weed come in a jar. Like,
for real?
For real? This some old 90s shit. Well, prepare to get your mind blown this shit when you roll this shit. I'm looking at you, cause I don't trust anybody rolling up the weed. You might try to spike it. I don't know how you get down with it, but I don't smoke woolly blunts with shit. I love Wu-Tang, but I don't wanna make my brain bang. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get up in your frame. Holla if you hear me and chill with me and just inhale with me. Let's go. I've been around the world. I've been smoking crazy. I don't know when, I don't know why. Why you want me to quit, baby? All I know is I need weed. Just smoke, baby. Just smoke, baby. I don't know when and I don't know why, but I've been drinking crazy. I've been around this world and I've been in and out real easy. And I just want you beside me. Just beside me and smoke with me.
And definitely chill with me.
She said she real nasty. Okay, shorty, how nasty. Then she undressed in front of me, and then she had an island tattooed of a pussy. I like, damn, that must mean you deep as the ocean. She said, why don't you dive in? So I dove in, all clothes in, and then I didn't even drown. I'm like, damn, this how it's getting down. I put my fucking ear to the pussy, I can hear the ocean, but I didn't get drowned in when I dove in, cause it was feel fresh. Oh, this is the best that I ever been in. And then when I finished swimming, I gave a high five when I finished. And she like, damn, what I told you. I like, yeah, you a freak. I should've known, but this is season 5.
This
episode 10. Y'all should be cruising this for real.
They trying to play me.
How you like me now? How you
trying
like
to play me?
Smooth as cognac. Yeah. Season 5, episode 10.
Lost my pen.
You could borrow mine.
Thanks.
I lost something once. I lost something I couldn't live without. My identity.
Well, Donald Trump finally made it to Puerto Rico. But he was throwing towels at the people like he played for Boston at the free throws. Nelly got accused of rape by a random hoe. And Harvey Weinstein wanna be bathing in front of Filipinos. This world is crazy, yo. How you like that though? Friday the 13th, this is a chill season. Halloween, everybody feel like trick or treating. Most of y'all wear costumes every day. Cause y'all not real anyway. Let me say that. Most of y'all wear costumes every day because y'all not real anyway. How this world key you keep your insanity. Remember I said how you keep your insanity, cause normality is in dysfunctionality. Everything's backwards in this resolved world. That girl, a boy, that boy, a girl.
That dog a cat, that rat or squirrel.
Yo, what's up?
It's your boy P-Rock. I heard people went to the concerts in Vegas and just got shots by old man. Like 60 something, how could he bust two windows in and start shooting? One time they say he killed himself and then the cops killed him. Come on, dog, we all are victims.
My identity back. Well, that's my story.
Well, you managed to kill 11 minutes.
Thanks, Betty.
What? Oh, sweetie, I'm not Betty. I just borrowed a uniform while mine's at the cleaners.
Never wanted to be anybody's girlfriend, and now you're somebody's wife.
It surprised me, too.
I don't think I'll ever understand that. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
It just happened.
Right, but that's when I don't understand what just happened.
I just woke up one day and I knew.
Knew what?
What I was never sure of with you.
Eminem killed it at the BET Cypher. What even funnier, he killed Trump with his lyrics and shit, and he raised his black fist higher than most of you black rappers ever raised a black fist. Ain't that some bullshit? He got a white fist, but he raised it like he was a true activist. Understand? We need each other to rep each other. He just showed you that it wasn't about color. He was there for his common brother. I hope you got the message. Cause while you killing Trump, you were killing most of us ignorant bastards. Fake bitches can't stand me, cause your boy run faster than Bobby V from a tranny. I hope you understand me, one day you will get it one day. While I'm trying to drop the gems to you, trying to do it the best so I can give it to you. But it go one ear out the other, I don't give a fuck, I keep telling you. All you had to do is just listen to what I'm entertaining you with. And that's a true gift. A statement that came from my lips. Hopefully one day you'll get it. Oh yeah, Becky, I'm back on my DeContact. President Bowers, we gonna hook up on the beats.
The most important thing for anyone to realize is that you and all you, every person you see will soon be dead.
It's crazy. But since I got older, I gotta deal with mortality. I'm used to motherfuckers trying to kill me, getting robbed in the street, even get beat by the police. But when you grow old, you gotta worry about cancer and motherfucking osteoporosis and motherfucking anxiety and motherfucking arthritis. Damn. The older you get, the more shit you gotta go through with. That's why you should teach wisdom to the youth so they can appreciate their youth. Teach them, they gotta be in the same motherfucking fraction.
I meant to say faction, but these cops would break their mentality down to a smaller fraction. They're not criminals. We're not criminals. You treat us like criminals. You put that in our mental, now we act like a criminal. We think it's cool to be a criminal. I see little kids think it's cool to be calling themselves a savage or a thug, a motherfucking killer, a motherfucking healer, a motherfucking drug addict. When I was growing up, drug addicts were looked down upon. Now since I'm older, drug addicts is moving the culture. What kind of bullshit this is? You preaching to our kids how to get fucked up and live? This is a stripper culture. Fuck. Grandfather said, be a strong man. I asked him, a strong black man? He's like, you should stress, try to be a strong man. You could be motherfucking pale or have a fucking tan. Just be a man, just be a man. And now they're trying to take that from me. They talk about gender neutrality, but the cops is only aiming for me. Sorry, officer. I'm not a black male, I'm gender neutered. And I'm, what? You want a CID? Did he hear what I just said, homie? Oh, I'm not your homie. Come on, brother. Oh, I'm not your brother. Damn. Okay, I'm just a black nigga, a male nigga that probably have a warrant. You ask me how many warrants I have. I ask you how many warrants you have. You say zero. Fuck it, me too. I'm not a criminal, but I can't fit in this motherfucking symbol of what the motherfuckers want us to be in a predominant society. And you look in the mirror, do you see a version of me? Or when you look in the mirror, you see a version better than me? So when you see me face to face, you already got a complex over me. There's no such thing as motherfucking white privilege. It's just some ignorance, motherfuckers just don't want to see shit. We all lay in the coffin in the end.
Can I show you something?
Morty, no offense, but a drawing of me you made when you were 8 isn't gonna make me feel like less of an accident.
That out there? That's my grave.
Wait, what?
On one of our adventures, Rick and I basically destroyed the whole world. So we bailed on that reality and we came to this one. Because in this one, the world wasn't destroyed. And in this one, we were dead. So we came here and we buried ourselves and we took their place. And every morning, Summer, I eat breakfast 20 yards away from my own rotting corpse.
Ooh, boy, I floss. And I'm hot. I got that sissue on sauce. Ugh. I'm trying to maintain in this motherfucking world that wanna bring me pain, make you wanna go insane, make me wanna blow my brains, and then they blame it like I was on cocaine. I'm a product of the motherfucking crack era, the motherfucking heroin era. Now I'm surviving and I'm trying to make sure no one else go through it. They look at me like, how you can be cool as shit? Because when you die inside, you ain't got a motherfucking emotion to show and shit. You trying to just live to live. You just trying to give so people be happy when they see you. But I'm breaking down in my mental and I'm trying to not show you because I'm trying to be social, but it's killing me.
So, you're not my brother?
I'm better than your brother. I'm a version of your brother you can trust when he says don't run. Nobody exists on purpose. Nobody belongs anywhere. Everybody's gonna die. Come watch TV.
I don't understand. I don't think you ever feel me. Every time I look in the mirror, I see a dead version of me. It's like I'm staring at a zombie. Every time I brush my teeth, and I suppose at Meet Able Industries, I need a motherfucking psychiatrist. But I hope my brain ain't gone. And I don't even think that I wouldn't be here long. And when I'm long and dead and gone, they probably sing the same song that said Pedro was nice and cool, but he just was fucked up in the head and tried to address it the best way he can by making people laugh. But that's not happening. And then they don't laugh at you, Pedro. You is not good for anybody. So you gotta just be you and do you to the fullest, because they will never understand what you be saying and shit. They even look at you and then they hear you and they be like, what the fuck you say? You don't want them saying, I'm giving you my heart and I speak my motherfucking soul.
These girls, they do what we want them to. Let me tell you, this is something I ain't trying to be joking. The girls got more money for reading. When you go to strip club, it look like they librarians. And they be reading this shit because you throwing money to them while they learning this shit. But no, you don't do that. We say that shit look good when they look like hoes and not presentable women. That's why they trying to get up for our dividends. I don't blame you, shorty. Shake that ass and get cash. Shake that ass and get cash. They don't understand wisdom, so fuck it, shake your ass and get cash. Shake your ass and get cash. Shake your ass and get cash. And chicks got likes on Instagram from reading motherfucking books and learning how to weigh grams. A lot of motherfucking girls be reading textbooks and motherfucking with scales in their motherfucking Instagram pics. But they just like showing their ass and tits because they know we like it and we thirst off it. You not a thirst trap, shorty. That's your natural body. Get the fuck out of here, shorty. But you naturally paid for that body unless you ran out once you got your motherfucking ass expanded out and your tits busted out. That's a fucking dip and dash for them tits and ass. Hit it! Shake your ass for the cash. Fuck it. I'm trying to tell them speak knowledge, but fuck it, they don't want to hear it. So shake that ass for the cash. Shake your 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 ass for the cash. Fuck it. Shake your ass for the cash. Shake your ass for the cash. Shake your ass for the cash. They ain't trying to get this knowledge, so fuck it. Shake your ass for the cash. Shake your ass for the cash. Just shake your ass for the cash. Oh. To the windows, to the wall, to the fucking sweat drip down my balls. Kanika Jenkins died in a freezer. Sad thing is, she was by herself, even though she was surrounded by bitches and niggas. And nobody know what motherfucker happened to her. No disrespect to your mother, but she acting like she on tour. Do you even really care about Kanika? Or you trying to get popular for Kanika? If you really care about what happened to your daughter, why don't you ask the bitches and niggas that were with her? That was why I wish she was dead. Oh, I get it. We quit to blame the government, but we know the thugs in our motherfucking area that kill shit. And we don't blame them for killing shit, but we blame a motherfucker for telling the cops who killing shit. I get it. Rest in peace, Kanika. There's nothing like motherly love. There's nothing like motherly love.
There's nothing like motherly love. There's nothing like motherly love. Let me tell you how much these mothers love their kids. They extort them and shit. Shit, when I grew up, they just putting bills in our names. Now they motherfucking selling their kids to lames. And that's a shame. You whoring your kid out just for you can get a head out. Ain't that some bullshit? I swear to God, I'd rather die before I motherfucking solicit my kids. And I don't even have kids yet, but I bet you about a dollar that I won't prostitute them. And I love them to the fullest, and they know daddy was probably nothing shit, but he gave everything he had because he was a good dad. You having kids and other people can't have kids, and that's sad. Your daughter died in a freezer, you blame the government, the hotel, but not the niggas with her. Rest in peace, Kanika. But that's motherly love for you. That's motherly love for you. I never seen a queen of the ghetto, and Queen Elizabeth not a queen to me either, so fuck it. It's Friday the 13th, so I'm gonna play Jason, and then I'm gonna go on a vacation. Your head from your body, that's a perfect decapitation. Listen. Someone said take a picture next to Abraham Lincoln. He didn't free the slave, he's abolished the slaves. In two different definitions. Hope you learn, and then you won't be motherfucking brainwashed from the decision that was made just to motherfucking put the unions together, not free slaves. This is season 5, episode 10. I've been your gracious host, Pedro Lee. Thanks for clicking down this channel, this series with me. I love you guys, man. For real. As usual, we covered a lot. Hope you got it and was entertained by it. Or even if you had this in the background while you're cleaning or being productive, that's good too, man. Cause I ain't gonna lie. I do that to a lot of shows too. But I love them though. This is Friday the 13th, chilling, man. You need to be playing video games with one socks on with peace on your motherfucking stomach. Text messing to chick, see if she gonna come over and shit. Because you ain't gonna clean your crib if she doesn't come over. I'm out. Show her. so far. I'm like, ha 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 ha. Now pass that razor and split the cigar. She said, damn, I never seen weed come in a jar. Like,
for real?
For real? This some old 90s shit. Well, prepare to get your mind blown to shit when you roll this shit. I'm looking at you cause I don't trust anybody rolling up the weed. You might try to spike it. I don't know how you get down with it, but I don't smoke woolly blunts with shit. I love Wu-Tang, but I don't wanna make my brain bang. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get up in your frame. Holla if you hear me and chill with me and just inhale with me. Let's go. I've been round the world. I've been smoking crazy. I don't know when, I don't know why you want me to quit, baby. All I know is I need weed. Just smoke, baby. I don't know when and I don't know why, but I've been drinking crazy. I've been around this world and I've been in and out real easy. And I just want you beside me, just beside me and smoke with me.
And definitely chill with me.
She said she real nasty. Okay, shorty, how nasty. Then she undressed in front of me, and then she had an island tattooed of a pussy. I like, damn, that must mean you deep as the ocean. She said, why don't you dive in? So I dove in, all clothes in, and then I didn't even drown. I'm like, damn, this how it's getting down. I put my fucking ear to the pussy, I could hear the ocean, but I didn't get drowned in when I dove in, cause it was feel fresh. Oh, this is the best that I ever been in. And then when I finished swimming, I gave a high five when I finished. And she like, damn, what I told you. I like, yeah, you a freak. I should've known, but this is season 5.
What it is, what it is.
This episode 10. Y'all should be cruising this for real though.
They trying to play me.
How you like me now? How you like me now? Smooth as cognac.